Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Hello and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. Today's episode is going to be part rant and part reality check. I do love these little rant episodes, so hopefully you do too, because I feel like I've been doing more of them lately. I want to talk about something that I think every single one of us has experienced. Well, I know all of us have, and you will probably experience multiple times this week. The poor planning of others is not your emergency, because let's be honest, we let the poor planning of others become our emergencies all the time. For example, maybe a client calls you at 4 p.m. and says, I need this thing tomorrow because I forgot about it. Or a coworker messages you and they're in panic mode because they didn't give you some information that you needed until the day before a deadline, or they forgot about something. Or maybe it's your boss saying like, hey, can you do this quick? But they don't actually really know what you do. I probably do that actually. And they don't know how much time or effort goes into doing your job and doing your job well. This is the thing. Most of the time, these people don't even think about what they're asking. They're not thinking about what kind of timeline is realistic, or what else you already have on your plate, or some PTO that you have, or your kid's appointment that you are out for a few hours, or the quality of work that is going to get sacrificed because they are asking you to rush. They're just tossing it out there and being like, good luck. Hope you do it and hope it's perfect. And what do? We scramble and we stress out and we're like, oh my God, I have to do this. And we compromise and we get it done. We sacrifice the quality and sometimes our reputation just to keep up with someone else's lack of planning and lack of foresight. But here's the truth, and this is a hard truth that we all have to accept. You get what you accept. If you accept rush timelines, then you get rush timelines. If you let other people's chaos dictate your work, then you will live in chaos. So if you are one of those people that you log onto your computer every day and you're like, oh my God, I have 8 million Slack messages and a million emails. It's like, if you respond to the Slacks a little bit slower, then you will get fewer Slacks because you won't be responding as much. This is especially brutal in service-based businesses like my marketing agency, Excelity, in agencies, consultancies, and professional services, where literally everything is built on relationships, people, conversations, deadlines. Work is constantly moving from person to person, and if one person doesn't plan ahead, then your entire process and system gets thrown off. And instead of stopping the cycle or instead of moving around deadlines, we just say, yeah, I'll get it done. And we set this precedent that it's normal. And I always feel bad for the people that are at the end that kind of get screwed. Honestly, like the person who's about to edit this episode because I recorded it a few days late. Actually, it's my son. Shout out to intern Ari, who probably won't even hear this. I'm pretty sure he zones out while he edits it anyway. I always ask him what he learns and he's like, I don't know, nothing. So that's cool. But anyway, I digress. Let me say this in a different way. Just because someone else didn't make a good plan doesn't mean that you are obligated to fix their issues. And pushing back doesn't make you look bad. It doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you bad at your job. In fact, it's actually the opposite. It often helps you gain respect. It shows that you are confident enough to stand your ground, to hold your standards. It shows that you care about quality, about delivering something that you're actually proud of. And it shows that you respect yourself and your own time enough to not let it be completely taken over by someone else's poor planning. All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn. Rushed work rarely turns out amazing. And if you had double the time, I'm sure it's not going to be twice as good, but it would be a lot better, I'm sure. People don't remember that you did it in record time. I mean, you can definitely get a reputation for being responsive or for working quickly, but it's not going to say on your tombstone, like, always responded to email fast. They just remember the end product and how good it was and how well it did in market or, you know, whatever the goal is. And if that product is sloppy because you had to rush, it's your reputation that's on the line. That is why expectations and boundaries are everything. So let me give you some examples of what boundaries might sound like. When someone asks for something that is just absurd or doesn't make sense within a certain timeline, or you need more time to complete it, you could say, here's what's possible within that timeline. Or you might say, typically a request like this takes X amount of days. Or if you want this done well, it's going to take X amount of days. Or I'm happy to do that and we will have to move the review meeting to next Wednesday versus this Friday. Or I can't make that happen without sacrificing quality. Are you okay if we push this out to next week? Then you're putting it back in their court for them to make that decision. Now, is everyone going to love it when you push back? Probably not. But most people I find are actually pretty reasonable and they're not going to respond poorly to this. Some people are going to roll their eyes or act frustrated because some people definitely do want you to just jump when they say jump. But long term, you are teaching people what you will accept and you are teaching people how to treat you. You are setting the expectation that your time matters and that your quality of work matters. And that is the key. Protecting your boundaries is not weakness. It's actually you showing leadership. So let me leave you with this. Rushed work is a choice. Living in chaos is a choice. Running around like a chicken with your head cut off is a choice. And if you're choosing it to make someone else happy, you're actually sacrificing your own happiness. You're sacrificing way more than you realize. The poor planning of others is not your emergency. It's okay to push back. It's okay to say no. And it's more than okay to protect your standards that you want to be known for and to hold your own boundaries. All right, I want to hear from you. Have you been in this situation where someone else's poor planning became your problem? I know you have. So hit me up on socials, DM me on LinkedIn, and tell me about it. And how have you responded? I'd love to hear your stories. And if you post, please tag me in it. If you learned something today, please share this episode with just one person. And thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you next time.